This episode is proudly brought to you by our mates at Ned's.
Josh, do you give out many tips?
Sometimes.
Who's your source?
Well, normally Sam McClure. Like, he's he's really good. Like, I backed Harley Reid not to make it in West Coast colours. And then this year, just anything he says, I go the opposite.
Congrats. It's a good it's a good option. Hey, I've got...
What are you? What about you?
Have you got a brother-in-law?
No.
You need a brother-in-law for your tips, mate. That's where I get mine from. Yeah,
I could ask my brother to divorce his wife and then we can see how we go, but...
That'd be the first step, wouldn't it?
I need to speak to Georgie too. He's always real confident with his tips, but they never ever come off. Now, if you're looking for a one-stop shop for social betting, check out the Neds app. You can create groups perfect for betting together and ripping on your mates. And if you think you found a winner, you can let them know.
Or you might be looking for a hot tip.
And you can build a profile and share your bets with your followers.
Or you can see what other punters are like on the feed.
There's also expert tips on everything AFL from the fantasy pick himself, Tom Rotcliffe, within the Neds AFL Open Group.
It's not just for AFL though, Josh. There are other open groups for racing, B-ball, UFC, soccer, and heaps more.
Download the Neds app if you haven't already and take it to the Neds level. T's and C's apply and available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Hello and welcome to a very special silly season edition of Kick It Forward. I'm your host, Josh Garlop. Guys, it's been a very busy what? Couple of weeks. We're at the plateau. We're at the plateau of silly season between Christmas and New Year. How are you going?
What the hell are we doing here?
What day of the week is it? Where am I?
I don't know if I can see or breathe at the moment.
I do.
It's been quite a...
You're well in the plateau. Did you have a break on Saturday, I think?
Nah. No, that was my first family Chrissy do.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. So every single one. So this is day six for you.
At this time of recording, this is day six. And you know what today is?
What?
Like the biggest one, like the family, Friendsmas.
Oh, right. Like yeah.
Friendsmas. So there might be a few of these.
You're not allowed to bring that in here.
No.
Giorgio, you too.
Sorry.
Do you want one? Sure.
Oh, yeah, I've just got a seltzer.
There are no rules of podcasting. It's a wild, wild bloody west in the podcasting world.
That's right. But there's been some highlights. What's been happening with you, Harry?
Well, Feliz Navidad to all of you guys and all the listeners. I tell you what, I made the mistake of going. I've actually never done this, and I know it's a big tradition in Australia, but going to the beach on Christmas Day, I was like, oh, I'm not doing anything this morning. Maybe I'll go for a swim. I was driving past yours. I was like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah.
Want to come?
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed off that you suggested, and I suggested all these ways to save time. You're like, no, I get it, bro. And then you went to the eye of the storm.
Yeah, but gee, we were going
to City Beach.
Yeah. Floret Grind. We were getting a going to the car park, and this absolute Christmas legend just almost like stops me, like when I'm driving along, as if he knew me, and was like, hey, mate, are you looking for a park? And I was like, yeah, I am. He's like, I'm backing out. Wait a second. It's like, what do you mean? Like, out of all the, like, 300 cars looking for a car park, why would he stop?
Bloody hell, did it feel like Christmas?
It did feel like Christmas, Giorgio, and thanks for mentioning that.
What'd you get for Christmas? Car park at the beach?
Yeah, no, it was bloody great.
That would have been my best, actually.
It's actually not good, but I think I've had 40,000 beers in the last 6 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Thanks.
And one.
Quite silly season for you.
Like, it's a bit of the fan interaction. When I went to the beach with G and just put up a photo of G with his shirt off, and he's like, obviously, absolutely ripped. These are some of the best DMs I got about that. First one, is that a tea towel? Because he had a towel. Is he pissing? Dreaming no piss. Ocean looks like piss. Tits on the man. Wow. Rig much? Rigor mortis and looks like a tea towel. They were just consistent over the next like day or so. So well done to that, G.
Thank you.
I had one thing, this little Christmas present from us at Kick It Forward to the listeners. So you guys might have remembered a couple of weeks ago, we found a fish and chip shop that refused to serve chips on their own. Very, very not very Christmassy.
Mm.
And so we tried to think of a way how we could possibly in any way have emergency chips required. Something would force this woman who was quite rude to us. Here's a little snippet now. Hey, how are you going? I'm just gonna order some food for pickup.
Yes, what would you like, mate?
Just coming through. You might be grabbing just a large chips.
They actually don't do chips on their own here. Sorry, mate. You just rang before, didn't you?
Now, we couldn't think of an emergency thing because we were thinking like, oh, I don't know, what would be the diabetes equivalent of where someone really needs a sugar hit or something like that to help balance their diabetes, but that involves chips. We couldn't think of anything like that. We were thinking maybe an elephant needed, was being transferred from the Melbourne to Adelaide Zoo and
I
they needed
chips. I think
they prefer
peanuts.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah. So we couldn't think of anything. But then we were thinking, what if there was a celebrity big enough to potentially convince them and, you know, succumb to fame and let this celebrity have chips? And I got a celebrity of my own, Harry Fitzgerald.
All the time.
Hello.
Hello there. Who is this?
Who are you?
Hello there. I'm Lawrence, the Australian tour manager for a massive international pop singer. Have you heard of Justin Bieber?
Who? Sorry?
Justin Bieber.
Why?
Yes, he's, I'm looking after his transportation around Australia, and there is a particular leg where he'll be driving from, is it Melbourne to Adelaide, and Mr. Bieber has requested some Australian cuisine along the leg, I believe in your city,
Okay, what is he requested, mate?
He's requested a single serve of chips.
That'd be right. We don't do single serve chips on their own.
Justin Bieber is a pretty big deal around the world. Is there any way we could bend the rules?
No, not for Justin Bieber. No, I'm not a fan of this.
Oh,
have a good night, mate.
Justin, would you, they're not going to do it, Justin.
What?
Is there, out of interest, who would be?
Okay, what are you talking about, mate?
Who would you?
She won't succumb to Justin Bieber.
Guys. Wait, that was actually me, Georgia.
Wait, you were Lawrence?
Yeah, I was Lawrence. You wouldn't believe it.
Next you would tell me Justin Bieber wasn't even there.
I was Justin.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
I respect her fortitude with her rule right now.
So
she,
do I.
She refuses to bend the rule for anyone, not even an international star. Do you reckon T-Swift she might?
I reckon Knowlesy she would.
Knowlesy.
I reckon Knowlesy should.
So it has to be like something that would go through the heart of Australian,
For sure.
Fast food heartland.
Yep, for sure.
What about like her own family dying?
No, that's what I'm saying. We need to try and figure out an emergency that would require a small serving of chips, otherwise they will die.
Get this man some chips.
Okay.
I need 3 cc's of chips with chicken salt stat.
Nah.
This guy's dying. Come on, this guy's actually dying. You're just going to have to add some squid.
I'm being held hostage and they're requesting chips on their own.
Okay, that's the next one, hostage. A hostage situation.
I reckon we leave them alone now.
Yeah, I reckon we leave them alone. Yeah. We don't want to hurt the small business, obviously. That's why we don't reveal their name or anything. But
boys, in the same vein of pranks, I listed something on Marketplace the other day. We updated our TV units. I sold the old one and I got a scammer pretty good here.
Okay, go on.
Scammer on the line. You know, you get the messages and they're like, oh, you know, pay ID and all that stuff. I'll send my brother around. So anyway, some guy goes, hi, how's it going? I'm interested. Is it possible to pick up today? And you know, I click on his profile and it's a Russian guy. Like he's clearly not a
person. No, slow down. It's a silly season.
It's a Russian bot.
And yeah, stop rushing around.
Hey, it's rushing around. You're right. And I go, sure. I reply, sure. Let me guess. You want to send your brother over and have me do a pay ID, then you'll steal all my details, right? And he goes, I was thinking to come over myself with cash. And I'm like, yeah, please, cash only. What time would suit you? And I'm like, is this evening okay, around 6 p.m.? Anyway, he turns up with his girlfriend at 6 p.m., pays me cash for the unit, and I sold him the unit.
So you sold something.
Oh, wait, so you...
Legitimately.
So you just like... So you racially profiled someone and then they still went through with it because they're bigger than you as a man.
I had to apologize profusely when he came round.
I guess what? There's nothing a couple of these couldn't fix.
Oh, please.
That is fucking hilarious. So you legitimately said that.
He's a Russian guy that
let
moved
me
to
guess. You're going to rip me off.
Yeah, rip me off. He goes, no, I'll pay cash. That'd be good, actually.
So you sold the table that went with the squeaky chairs?
No, that wasn't the table.
Were you
still
scared
trying to
when he was coming over?
I apologized initially over the messenger. I was like, mate, I'm so sorry. I thought I've had so many scams. And he came around with his girlfriend and
was he
I
laughing?
Just like had to apologize. Yeah, he thought it was really funny. He was like, oh no, it's okay. He was Russian, so that's why I put the accent on, because he's Russian.
This episode is proudly brought to you by our mates at Ned's.
Josh, do you give out many tips?
Sometimes.
Who's your source?
Well, normally Sam McClure. Like, he's he's really good. Like, I backed Harley Reid not to make it in West Coast colours. And then this year, just anything he says, I go the opposite.
Congrats. It's a good it's a good option. Hey, I've got...
What about you?
Have you got a brother-in-law?
No.
You need a brother-in-law for your tips, mate. That's where I get mine from. Yeah,
I could ask my brother to divorce his wife and then we can see how we go, but...
That'd be the first step, wouldn't it?
I need to speak to Georgie too. He's always real confident with his tips, but they never ever come off. Now, if you're looking for a one-stop shop for social betting, check out the Neds app. You can create groups perfect for betting together and ripping on your mates. And if you think you found a winner, you can let them know.
Or you might be looking for a hot tip.
And you can build a profile and share your bets with your followers.
Or you can see what other punters are like on the feed.
There's also expert tips on everything AFL from the fantasy pick himself, Tom Rotcliffe, within the Neds AFL Open Group.
It's not just for AFL though, Josh. There are other open groups for racing, B-ball, UFC. See soccer and he's more.
Download the Neds app if you haven't already and take it to the Neds level. T's and C's apply and available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Was he drinking a beer?
No, he wasn't, but I hope he is now.
It's the silly season.
So. I hope he's having some vodka.
Oh, there you are. Dimitri.
Oh, hey.
There you go. So, cheers.
So, that was my scammer score story.
Well... As far as schemes go, it's more...
You can't scheme a schemer.
I'm more worried about you and your racism than anything to do with scheming. So now, stinge and racist. what are you guys' favourite carols, just quickly?
Probably like Little Drummer Boy.
Little Drummer Boy? Because we did a sing song last night. When this friend of mine, if you got any strays, he just invites everyone around and the dad orchestrates like a sing-song carol off.
That is fun.
And you have to be selected, and some of the family members haven't been selected for 7 years. One guy, Sam, hasn't been selected for 12 years because when he was 21, he made fun of the sanctity of the carols.
Oh, no.
Don't, Sam.
Yeah. I tried a falsetto.
What did you work. Did you get asked to join in or what?
I got nominated, so that was pretty
What'd
good.
What'd you sing?
Well, I sang...
I do love Frank Sinatra's Jingle Bells, actually. It's my favorite.
Yeah, we did Jingle Bells, and I tried a falsetto. Didn't get landed. He pulled me aside.
Oh, why don't you show us now how that might have worked?
It was like, jingle bell, jingle bell. It doesn't matter. But
did you do Christmas, Please Come Home? That I think that's one of the underrated Christmas songs of our generation. Please, please, baby,
please, but the Pog I also find pretty...
The Pogues,
sorry.
That is a wonderful song.
It's shit. It's like brings down the mood of shit. Like. And there's always one uncle who's like, nah, play the Pogue again.
Yeah, then there's that line when they say that word. I'm like,
It was Christmas Eve.
Gee, any schemes for Christmas?
I did get a Christmas scheme sent through, actually. Have a listen to this.
Schemes. It's not breaking the law, but sometimes it toes the line. Scheme, 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 scheme.
You're going to do illegal shit around the silly season, Giorgio. Is that right?
This is
everyone has their guard down.
This is so legal.
Yeah.
So legal. So within the realms of the law. Allowed. This is allowed. You're allowed to do this.
Let's do it.
It's the season of giving, but it's also the season of stealing.
It's the season of taking. Taking from Virgin. Not you. Yeah, the airline.
Let's have a listen.
So Alex Alwell writes in, I'm going to sum it up. Okay, so if you're a Virgin Gold member, this is what Alex does. He buys the cheapest flight he can find. And he does this at Christmas time. He goes to the airport with a bunch of Tupperware containers. He goes to the Virgin Lounge. He fills up his Tupperware containers full of food for his family Christmas feast. He then cancels the flight, takes his food home, and feeds a whole family, courtesy of Virgin.
Okay, so I have a lot of...
Whoa.
Firstly, the amount of time for the return. I think Virgin has a $99 cancellation policy, generally, unless it's waived for a significant reason.
And the cheapest flight?
$150, yeah, maybe.
Minimum.
And the food isn't that good.
I just like the idea of like...
You know what
going,
it is?
What?
Free.
You know what
it isn't? What I'm saying is he's losing money.
Him, Giorgio, in there like scooping the pasta and going to like the person working behind. Oh, can you just grab us a few bread rolls? Thanks. Jeez, we're going to need some of those. There's and fucking have, 20 of us.
And put them in a paper bag, please. Yeah. No reason.
Yeah, thanks.
I only see a whole bucket of the cheese they put out, maybe. Just scheme a mockingbird. That's what he wrote.
That's
on
how
it.
Alex feeds his family at Christmas time.
He wrote, after securing our hall, we slyly check in if we can cancel the flight before our grand departure and collect a cheeky refund. It's like the finale of a grand scheme, mate. We'll ride the waves of free feasting. If luck's on our side, get our pennies back. But if luck isn't, what are you flying to Kalgoorlie for the day or something? The cancellation movie is the icing on the frugal cake, turning the whole affair into a masterclass of culinary heist and budget brilliance. Are you in, Giorgio? Now,
I'm in. Can you really put
there's
a...
There's so many holes in this, Alex.
Can you really put a price on Christmas spirit, though?
Nah, you know what, Heath? You know what else he could do to really beef it up, get the value out of it, is bring, like, giant bottles and just fill them up with wine.
Yeah.
You may as well. The wine's free in there.
Because it doesn't... I mean, it's stealing if you steal the bottle of wine, but if you pour it into another
the food's
kind
of stealing as well.
Nah, it's free.
The food's it's kind of the exact same
it's
thing.
It's actually, it's not stealing because he's food. Losing money out on the whole thing. He's just paying for food in a really inconvenient place, the airport.
And also to get to gold status, you've spent a fair bit of money as well.
Yeah, but you've done lots of travel and you've experienced the world and Australia.
Oh, you've cancelled a lot of flights and got some non-refundable.
All that.
Alex, love the hustle.
Merry Christmas, I guess.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. What's that? Oh, God.
What's left for the week, guys?
What's left for the week? I reckon we just say another big thank you to the listeners for 2023 for jumping on board. And it's been an absolute honor seeing a few of you over the silly season. And I hope to see a lot more of you in person next year when we do some live shows, perhaps, boys.
Yeah, we are going to have a break this month because Harry's going to Japan for 2 weeks. I'm going to Japan and... for 2 weeks and also over East for about 2 weeks. So
I'm going to fuck myself.
So we'll stop in some capacity and dribble them out at where we can.
We really should have lined that one up better, shouldn't we, Josh?
Like the same time?
Yeah, that would have been handy. Yeah. Could have made a few things.
Yeah, it would have been. Japan's pretty good for that.
We got any silly season like party music just to like wrap things up or what? I'm really hoping because like, I don't know what I'm doing right now here because I'm not drinking a beer.
Oh, well, here you go.
Thanks.
I want to tell the koala mattress story or should we not?
Nah.
You reckon? Just don't piss them off.
Silly season, silly season.
Merry Christmas, merry, merry Christmas.
Please, Navidad. Navidad. Navidaddy. Navidaddy. Navidaddy.
Navidaddy. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas, guys. Q4mailbag@gmail.com. We'll see you in the new year. In a cup, party rock. Pick up for your girl. This episode is proudly brought to you by our mates at Ned's.
Josh, do you give out many tips?
Sometimes.
Who's your source?
Well, normally Sam McClure. Like he's really good. Like I backed Harley Reid not to make it in West Coast colours, and this year just anything he says, I go the opposite.
Congrats! It's a good option. Hey, I've got
What about you?
Have you got a brother-in-law?
No.
You need a brother-in-law for your tips, mate. That's where I get mine from. Yeah,
I could ask my brother to divorce his wife, and then we can see how we go. But
that'd be the first step, wouldn't it?
I need to speak to Georgie too. He's always real confident with his tips, but they never ever come off. Now, if you're looking for a one-stop shop for social betting, check out the Neds app. You can create groups perfect for betting together and ripping on your mates. And if you think you found a winner, you can let them know.
Or you might be looking for a hot tip.
And you can build a profile and share your bets with your followers.
Or you can see what other punters are like on the feed.
There's also expert tips on everything AFL from the fantasy pick himself, Tom Rotcliffe, within the Neds AFL Open Group.
It's not just for AFL though, Josh. There are other open groups for racing, B-ball, UFC. See soccer and he's more.
Download the Neds app if you haven't already and take it to the Neds level. T's and C's apply and available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.